Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I will be with you for the next hour. We've got a fantastic show planned for you this evening, and I'm very excited about it. We've had a number of shows that I'd like to reiterate and give you all an idea of what's forthcoming for some of our other shows. Let me just reiterate some of the past shows that we've had. We've talked about should dating come with an expiration date. We've also talked about whether marriage should come with an expiration date. And you actually, if you go in and listen to the archives, you'll be surprised at what a number of our callers have said about both of those topics. A number of callers have even mentioned that they think that dating should come with an expiration date. I mean, if you're dating somebody for several years or even several months, and if your desire is to get married, I mean, this is just my opinion here. If you have a desire to get married, let's say one of the parties, that's their intent, and the other party is not looking forward to marriage, and as a matter of fact, they talk against that, then I would say you might want to really, really seriously look at that situation and see if that's something that you definitely want to do. Because if it's your intent to get married and, you know, you're looking at down the road spending some time with someone and you're in that relationship and that was your intent from the very beginning, and your significant other at the time does not even show an interest or a desire, and you're with them now for several years, then, you know, could it be that you're wasting time? So we talk about, you know, that's one of our topics, you know, does marriage come with a, should marriage or should dating come with an expiration date? And in this case, should dating come with that expiration date? And I would say yes. You know, you sometimes have to give a person an ultimatum. And if, you know, sort of let them know that I'm not here to waste my time, I want to go to the next level. And that, of course, depends on both parties. You know, if both parties are not interested in that, then that's a whole different scenario. That's a whole different situation. All right, once again, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Of course, if you want to talk to the host tonight, you press 1 on your dial. And we're anticipating my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake, the author of Falling in Love with Me. We're anticipating her to be calling in as well. Tonight's topic is it healthy to still be in love with someone that you can't have? Is it healthy to still be in love with someone that you can't have? But for now, let's continue on this path of speaking to the issue of should dating come with an expiration date? And I say, of course, that depends, of course, on the parties. Should marriage come with an expiration date? Well, marriage, we tend to go a little longer. But I, too, agree that I think that if it's just not working, then I don't know if I'd call it an expiration date, and maybe it sounds like I'm about to say that, but if it's not working, then I don't understand why someone would subject themselves to being in a relationship for an extended period of time when they're hoping, and in a lot of cases, praying that their marriage is going to turn around, when everybody has the power to exercise free will, and that's what they're doing. And so they're saying, well, you know what? I don't think that that's the thing to do. I would say don't stick around in marriage if it's not working. I would clearly say don't do that. I wouldn't encourage anyone to stick around in something that's not working. Because let me tell you, this is just my opinion again, and I've interviewed a number of people. I've been on the air 7 years, almost 7 years, May will make 7 years. And if you're going through basically the same thing in your marriage, if there's problems, there's a good likelihood that these same problems are going to carry over. If it's 3 years of the same situation, there's a good likelihood that it'll be 10 years, it'll be 15 years and 30 years until people settle into that marriage, and then they're just tired of doing the things that they've done. And, of course, there's always the exception. But I'm telling you, if you're trying to fix someone, it's never going to happen. None of us are capable of trying to fix another human being. You can only even deal with your children for a period of time. And, of course, that may have to do with cultures. But, you know, and because children, the kids that I know in this generation, they don't want to be told for a long period of time what to do. This is a whole different generation, unlike any I've ever seen. And I'm not trying to present this to be a negativity or negative, but it's that, you know, people are out here trying to fix other people when we, in fact, have a difficult time trying to even just make it ourselves and fix ourselves. And sometimes we don't even know what we're going to do from one day to the next. All right, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Let me bring in my co-host, and then we're going to get right to tonight's show. And I want to ask her a question as we are getting in here. Ms. Blake, welcome to tonight's show. We're looking for an exciting one this evening.
Oh, definitely, Dr. Walker. In fact, I was blogging about last week's show, so I was listening to you a while ago, and I definitely have a lot to contribute, and I know our callers will as well.
Right. Ms. Blake, just before you give your commercial here on the air, let me ask you this. And I want to say to all of those of you all that are out there, we have a large following to this broadcast. And if you're in business and you would like to come on the air or you know someone that's in business, they can advertise on this, on my broadcast radio show every week and as often as they want. All you basically got to do is just tune in and tell us who you are and what your business is and, you know, how people can get in touch with you. And we ask that you just be a legitimate and honest business person. We don't have to scrutinize anything, you know, and what we're asking for is a phone number and an email address, a valid phone number and email address. And then everything else is on you all. You know, we make no claim that we support or endorse anybody's product or services over the air. But if you're certainly looking for customers, then you can certainly advertise that on the air. You may just simply say, well, I'm Beth of Beth's Shoe Store. You know, we're not looking for if you work for one of the major companies because permission is certainly required to advertise their name over the broadcast. So, but if you have if you're a sole proprietorship or a corporation or and you want to advertise your business, then we'll certainly allow you to do that. Ms. Blake, just before we go with your commercial, I want to ask you, you were on that show with me when we did the show, Should Dating Come With an Expiration Date? I've given my spiel on dating and marriage. I think they both should come with it if it's not working.
Yeah, and I believe I have the opinion that marriage, as you just said, is a lot more serious.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, unless you are being physically or even verbally abused, then, you know, you need to think twice and work at it. But relationships, on the other hand, is, you know, I subscribe to the acronyms that I made up. I think KYO, K-Y-O-O, keep your options open. And I say that because if you see something that concerns you, then pay attention to it, because should you marry that person, you're going to see a whole lot more of it. So, yeah, relationships should come with an expiration date if they're not working. Marriage, a lot more serious commitment, but if you're in an abusive situation or, you know, certain things that just aren't working, then, yeah, you may want to consider an expiration date with that as well.
Okay, yes, and certainly that's my take on it. That's my spiel, just as you in your opinion. All right, Ms. Blake, go ahead and give us your commercial. As I mentioned earlier, you are the author of Falling in Love with Me, and I love that book that you have that's called Dying to Wake Up. So go ahead and give us your presentation.
Ryan, you must have read my mind. Dying to Wake Up is definitely a book that I have been pushing. Falling in Love with Me is doing well at this time, but definitely is a book about relationships and understanding who you are and valuing who you are. And, you know, a lot of people can buy that, maybe not for themselves, but they know someone that can benefit from the book. If you know someone who's making unhealthy relationship choices, that would be the book for them. It has a heart on the cover because there are, unfortunately, some copycats out there. The Dying to Wake Up is an ebook that I published first as an ebook. It is on Amazon.com, and it's only $4.99, and it's a 77,000-word novel. So for those of you who like to read, it's good reading, I do believe. And you may wonder, well, why is it so inexpensively priced? Because normally it should go probably for about $19.99 as a hardcover. But I wanted people to get it in their hands. I wanted them to have the firsthand opportunity. And I've kind of continued to let it be priced at that for right now, to give people the opportunity. Because I'm telling you, once either becomes a hardcover or a screenplay, I do believe that the message will be one of timeliness that's greatly needed. And then, Dr. Walker, just want to talk about a little about my life coaching business. I know you are a life coach as well.
Yes, go ahead.
Do you mind if I do that?
No, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm a certified professional life coach. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, as we talked about resolutions, people are looking for ways to start over, have a fresh start, new beginning. And a life coach can help you do just that. A life coach doesn't mean that your life is a hot mess. A life coach means that you are focused, that you are a go-getter, that you have goals and things that you aspire to. And a life coach just will keep you accountable, will help you develop a plan, and just really push you along. Just as a coach with a team, well, you and the coach will comprise your team. So for those of you who may be interested in life coaching services, I do give a complimentary over-the-phone introductory service, and you can simply call me at 770-866-2162, or you can go to my life coaching website, which is Your Professional Life Coach. Again, that's yourprofessionallifecoach.com. I also lastly invite everyone listening to join my Facebook page. It's called Audrey B. That's the first name. Life Coach is the second name. Audrey B. Life Coach. That's it, Dr.
All right. We're getting ready to go right to the story for those of you all that have been waiting, and thank you for your patience. Once again, tonight's topic is it healthy to still be in love with someone you can't have? Is it healthy to still be in love with someone you can't have? Our characters, there are three of them, Zelda, Adam, and Bertha. Zelda, Adam, and Bertha. Zelda is clearly faced. This is our story for tonight, and then we're going to be speaking to the issue of this story, amongst other things. Zelda is clearly faced with a serious dilemma when it comes to making the right decision in her marriage to Adam for the past 3 years. The problem is, Adam recently told her that he is still in love with his ex-wife, Bertha, who is also now married to someone else. Now, Adam and Zelda have no children together, nor does Adam have any children with Bertha. So the issue has nothing to do with children at all. It really rests in matters of the heart. Although Zelda can appreciate Adam's honesty, she just can't understand why he married her if this was the case. Now, when presenting him with that very question, Adam assured her at the time when he dated her, she knew that he was still in love with his ex-wife. He told her that, in fact. Unfortunately, Zelda thought she could overshadow her love to Adam, causing him to completely forget about Bertha. Well, it may have done just that, but it was only temporarily. Now, 3 years later, the temporary factor has worn off. In fact, if it were ever present, leading to reality setting in, which is what brought Adam to tell Zelda the breaking news. Now, despite the fact that he is still in love with his ex-wife, Bertha, it does not mean he can have her, because she is now married to someone else whom she is in love with and has also relayed this message to Adam, even recently when he contacted her. Bertha appreciated the fact that he was honest with her, yet she encouraged him to go forward with his marriage, you know, with his wife, as best he could, because she has no intentions of looking backwards. Now Adam is really having it difficult because he has told his current wife, Zelda, that he is still in love with his ex-wife, Bertha, whom has clearly told him it's not going to happen. Now, tonight's question, Ms. Blake, that we start off with, I mean, this is some serious stuff here. Adam simply bail out and just find someone else that he can fall in love with, as was the case of his ex-wife, Bertha? Should he just kind of like start all over again? And this brings us again to tonight's topic. Is it healthy to still be in love with someone that you can't have? Ms. Blake, what do you think? Should he just bail out?
He needs counseling, no matter what he does. If he was my coaching client, and I say it in all seriousness, if he was my client, the first thing I would say as a life coach, I would say, look, you need counseling. You do know that. If you don't, let me be the first to tell you. You need counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Your question, there are two parts to that. He's not being realistic because it's a no-win situation for him. But there's a bigger problem, in my opinion, Dr. Walker, and that is the problem now that his wife has, his current wife.
Right.
Because now you've taken vows to somebody that doesn't love you and clearly is in love with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you start thinking about, are you going to give him the gift of goodbye? You know, or is he going to go to a counselor to try to resolve those unresolved feelings so that he can focus on his current wife?
Well, you know, I think the issue here, again, I think he needs, I agree with what you're saying, that he does need some kind of counseling one way or the other. But I think the issue here is that Zelda has to make a decision, too, because, I mean, here it is that he just recently told her he's in love with somebody else, even though now he's found out he can't have this woman. And, I mean, who wants to be with somebody that's not in love with them? And they're still holding on to a past relationship. We're going to go to our callers in just a moment. And, I mean, I'm just thinking about this. Should he just bail out? If I had to advise Zelda in a case like this here, I would tell her that she deserves more in life. She deserves to be with someone who loves her and not to be in a situation where it's a rebound situation. Rebound situations rarely, in my opinion, work. And, I mean, you can look at the statistics on them. You may find that, I mean, there's a story that we have. We have thousands of stories that just won't go away. And I'm sure you do as well, Ms. Blake. You can be married. There's a friend of mine right now was married three times. Her first husband died, whom she was really in love with, and one of his good friends smothered her by trying to do so much for her, you know, to be there, and actually became overbearing with it. Anyway, they ended up becoming very close, and they eventually got married. But she never really had time to mourn the death of her first husband. And so they married. And then what happened was, 6 years later, she just woke up one morning and told him, say, you know, listen, I can't do this anymore. I'm not in love with you. You overshadowed me, you know, when my husband died, whom I was really in love with, and you were so supportive. And, I mean, it was nice to get that support. But I never fell in love with you. I just loved what you were doing at the time. But now, you know, and this man went crazy, you know. I mean, he thought that he had done so much to overshadow the love that she had for her husband. And that stuff doesn't work. It's a temporary fix. And then she divorced him, and that man's life was never the same. And then 2 years later, she met somebody else, and by now she's older, and she just settled. Let's go to the phone lines in just a moment, and then we're going to come back. Let's go to 954-226. Yeah, go ahead, Ms. Blake.
I was just going to quick comment, and hopefully that third time's a charm for her. I like to hope.
Yeah, I hope so. I certainly hope so, but she might... Never mind, I won't comment on that one. Hold on. Let's go to this caller. Who do we have on the air? And welcome.
Hi, Dr. Orr. This is Rose.
Rose, thanks for joining us. Rose, what do you think? Is it healthy to still be in love with someone you can't have? And, I mean, in case with Zelda, should she really, as Ms. Blake often say, give this guy
to give goodbye?
Goodbye.
I definitely don't think it's healthy. You know, that relationship right now is very unhealthy. And that's the problem, I believe, when you get with someone who's on the rebound. You know, now Zelda made a very big mistake when she went ahead, even though he told her he was still in love with his ex-wife originally. Okay? And I think that's something a lot of women make that mistake, thinking that they can make the man fall in love with them even after he tells them that he's in love with someone else. Huh? I think we need to listen when the guys say they don't want a relationship or they're in love with their ex. We need, you know, women need to listen to that and take heed, because it's going to come back to haunt them or haunt us after a while. So I think Zelda's in a really, really sticky situation, because although she might not want to break up her marriage right now, you know, she might very well have to, because there's no telling if he's ever going to be in love with her. Even after he gets over the ex-wife, he might still not be in love with Zelda, you know, because apparently it was a rebound situation. And I think most times when someone think they fall in love when they're going through a situation like that or a rebound, once they get healing, they realize that, hey, you know what? I just don't love this person. It was nice at the time because I was hurting. You know, now that I'm over the pain, I realize that this is not what I want. So Zelda might have to think very hard on what she's going to do for herself, you know?
That's an interesting spill on that, Rose. But the question also becomes, I mean, Zelda here, this is a dilemma for her. She probably doesn't want to be alone, and she probably loves him. And I clearly heard what you said, but, I mean, it's easier said than done. And don't you think that she feels maybe, I mean, that she can eventually just weigh him down to love falling in love with her? I mean, how likely is that?
Well, the fact that she didn't weigh him down to fall in love with her by now, when he clearly told her at the beginning that he was still in love with his ex-wife before they even got together, and she thinking that, hey, you know, she can get him to fall in love with her and end up getting married to him and everything, and now he's telling her that he's still in love with the ex. Apparently that didn't work, you know. What is she going to do, waste another few years? You know, and I'm not really always for divorcing. You know, I always think you should always try everything in your powers to make your marriage work. Now, if, you know, she might very well be in love with him you know, it's a one-sided thing. Now, if they have a talk and they decide, okay, if he's going to say to her, okay, I really want this to work, so let's go through counseling, as Ms. Blake said. Let's go through counseling and let's see if we can get it to work, if I can, if it will cause me to get over my ex. You know, so he needs to go to counseling to get over that, and then to see if there. But I will put a time limit on that. Even if I don't tell him, in my mind, there will be a time limit, just so I don't up and throw away the marriage immediately. You know, I want to make sure I give it everything I have. So I would suggest, okay, let's go through counseling. I need you to go to counseling to get over your ex. And if that works, you know, we go through counseling to make our marriage work, and I would have a time limit. That's what I would do.
Rose, thank you for that. Ms. Blake, I got to take off the gloves, and I just couldn't hold it anymore.
Okay.
And Rose, we appreciate your comments, and some of you all that are sending comments into the studio, that dude just is not, he's just not into that woman. He's, you know, he, that man's heart is somewhere else. And, no, he can go ahead and get, Zelda can encourage him to get all the counseling that he wants. I mean, I just can't see having someone counseled to try to help you to fall in love with them. That's got to be a natural thing where people fall in love with. It can't be a fabricated thing, Rose. And we appreciate your comments and your openness. But, I mean, it's got to be a natural thing that he's fallen in love with. You know, she's still trying to do what she messed up, what Zelda messed up in the preliminary stages. She's trying to overshadow her love. She needs to, Ms. Blake, as you often say, she needs to give him the gift of goodbye. You know, I mean, even a trial separation might work, something along those lines, and see if he really, you know, wants this marriage. But chances are, does he want the marriage because he can't have the woman that he really loves? And chances are, Zelda is a good woman. Ms. Blake, come on, help me out here. I'm taking off the gloves.
I'm with you. I'm with you. And I think I need to clarify, I think what I got from what our caller Rose was saying is that the counseling is not to get somebody to fall in love with him. It's to help him get over the other person, to accept
right.
the fact that she doesn't want him. But I agree with you. If someone tells you they don't love you, and that's what the gift of goodbye is about, stop trying to make people stay in your life that don't want to be with you. That's a no-brainer. It's not easy. And the other thing, and I've seen it happen time and time again, is for those people who do stay in those situations when they don't love that person, they're not faithful to them.
Right, and see, that's
so,
the other part. Of
he doesn't deserve the, that.
Right, and see, that's the other part of the component here, where if he's staying there, he's there for perhaps the convenience. For the convenience.
Right.
And, of course, this is, we're not just picking on the male species. This can go either way. They're there
right.
for the convenience. And then one day will come when he's going to come back to Zelda. Adam is going to come back to Zelda and says, listen, you know what? You know, I tried this for an extra 2 years, and you know what? I met somebody else. Now she's going to feel like throwing some rocks at him. You know, well, actually more than rocks. But I mean, this is really going to be devastating when, you know, here it is 2 years later, when she could have found somebody else and moved on with her life and gotten some support there. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. If you want to hear this over the air, you can listen in at drjessewalker.com, drjessewalker.com, or drjessewalkerinc.com. Either one of those will put you there. You can also listen live at any time. We're here every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call in simply at a New York number, 347-857-1769. We'd love to hear from some of our other callers. If we're not able to get to you tonight, it's because sometimes we stay with this. And let me go. We've got some comments that are coming in, Ms. Blake. But before we go there, let's go back to Rose just for a second and ask, Rose, is it healthy? Just bottom line, is it healthy to still be in love with someone that you can't have? And Rose, touch on this. If he could have Beth, if Adam could have Beth, do you think he'd really stay there with Zelda?
I'm pretty sure he wouldn't. And no, it's definitely not healthy to stay with someone who is not in love with you. It's probably insane, you know. So I totally agree with that. if the person is not in love with you and the person can actually admit that to you, yes, I think, I agree, it's time for you to go.
Well, there's your gift of goodbye. Ms. Blake, just before we get to some of the comments, let me send another question out there. Do you think Zelda could be thinking that she can still overshadow? Do you think that? That's what I'm thinking. She still thinks in some way, even in her dilemma stages, she's still thinking a way to keep this guy hanging in there that hopefully, and maybe even prayerfully, one day he may change his mind.
Oh, definitely. I see it all the time. In fact, I wanted to interject that this is a chapter in my book, Falling in Love with Me, this very same topic. And one of the things I say in there is you can't change him. You can't change his mind. You can't change him or her. So yeah, there are lots of people who find themselves thinking that they can hang in there, they can do enough, you know, they can change somebody's mind. And that's simply not true.
Right. And, you know, speaking of your book, it's also in my book, and I believe it's in the first chapter of my book. My book is After the Passion, Now What? After the Passion, Now What? You know, there's a couple meets, and, you know, it's a rebound situation, and after being together for a long period of time, he ended up, you know, on a business trip going back, you know, to his first girl. I mean, you know, the girl that he had broken up with. And probably because, you know, we're going to be addressing a part two of one of our previous shows, and, you know, it's going to deal with bringing the danger of not bringing closure, the danger of not bringing closure to your relationships. And we're going to be talking about that, and the producers are sending me a message now that we'll probably do that one next week, the danger of not bringing closure to your past relationship. And this would be part two. We will take some comments. If you had to advise either one of them, what would you tell? Let's start with Zelda first. What would you tell her?
If I was Zelda's life coach, and this is the wife, right?
Yeah, Zelda's the current wife.
I would say Zelda, L-I-G, or L-M, L-H-G, I'm sorry, L-H-G. Let him go.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple. And it's not simple because she'll have to wrestle with her heart. But you, no woman or man, to subject themselves to a situation when an individual simply does not love them. Because like they say, love don't cost a thing. So if you don't want that person, let them go. And then to him, I would say, go get you some counseling, just as I said earlier, so that you can resolve those feelings for your ex. She doesn't want you. And it won't be fair to the next woman you end up with.
Okay, but what happens now, Ms. Blake? Some guys can be, you know, rather smooth. And he realized now that he played his cards.
Needs a place to stay? I'm sorry, I didn't get it back.
No, go ahead, throw that in again. He needs a place to stay, of course.
Right. Need some help with the bills.
Of course. As I said earlier, it becomes convenient. Or even if it's not the financial situation, it's the companionship. Well, this will do in the meantime. Remember how we talk on the show about in the meantime?
That's right now.
In the meantime. So let's say he, you know, has a sort of a change of heart. And no, it's not a change of heart. That's a figure of speech. It's a change of mind. And he says, listen, you know, he comes over. And Ms. Blake, come on now. Let's look at this objectively now, or even objectively, whichever one. He says, he uses his finest lines. And he says, listen, you know, I can't help that. You know, I go back, you know how it was when I first, you know, we first met. I told you I was still in love with my ex. And he says, you know, you're a great woman, you know, and let me tell you something. You know, I know that you deserve better, but listen, if you just work with me, give me a chance, let me just purge here and give me some time, you know, and let's make this thing work. He says, I do love you, and you know, the end love can come, but just give me some time. He probably messed up right there when he said that part. But we'll draw that part and let it go on. Then he says, so, let's withdraw that part. But he says, let me, just work with me. Give me some time. You know, it's not like I'm in communication with her and blah, blah, blah. She's married and blah, blah, blah. So I mean, Miss Blake, come on now. Come on.
You want to know that song that she may give to that?
Yeah, won't she give in to that?
Hopefully she may be a little stronger. Just depends on her psyche and where she is in her life.
Stronger, Miss Blake. That's what you're saying. You're hoping she's stronger, right?
Well, I know people in that situation, and I would think what they would do, and I'm not disclosing any confidentiality. It's really personal, actually.
There's millions of people in that same situation. So, the names are always changed to protect the innocent. Go ahead.
Right. But I just want people to know I never disclose any life coaching clients when I say that I'm speaking of acquaintances. But the bottom line is, you know, she should say, well, you know, you go get your counseling and you resolve those feelings. And then, you know, once you do that, you can check back and see if I'm still available.
Okay, but where does he live in the meantime?
Wherever he can find a place to stay.
Well, but he's married to Zelda. Can't they just, temporarily he stay in one room and she stay in the other room for, you know, he has his intimate needs calling?
No, not hardly. Now, there are women who do that. I will say there are women who do that and there are men who do that. But
right.
A woman, and I want to be careful because everybody has different personalities, but a woman can be strong enough to say, no, that's not going to work. Now, sometimes, I think we talked about this on the show, sometimes it's economical, that she doesn't have the financial capability to carry on the household. But those women who do, it's not usually not that big a problem to say, I don't know where you're going, but you got to get up out of here.
All right. So now, Ms. Blake, let me ask you. Okay, when she decides that she wants him, you know, at a different address, okay?
Right.
Or even if she chooses to go to a different address. Come on now. She's on the phone with five of her girlfriends, two of whom she hopes will listen to her at least. Repeating the same story. Is she not, Ms. Blake?
Yes,
you know?
More than likely. Yes.
Right. And then she's got those that say, well, girl, I wouldn't do this here. You know, there's definitely no way. I would just stand my ground. I would put him out, and I would move on with my life. And then when it happens to that same girlfriend, come on, it's a whole reversal of happenings. So what happens
there? That's why you don't – so that same girlfriend, ends up with him? Is that what you're saying?
No, she's not going to end up with him. It's just that when she goes through her crisis, going through, you know, when it hits home, it's a whole different ballgame. People can tell you that they wouldn't do a certain thing, but then when it hits home, it's a whole different story because you try to contact them then, it's like, oh, no, girl, my man, I got to deal with my man. We got some issue now.
No,
I'm
going
to have to talk to
him. He's making good money.
Okay, whatever reason. Rose, give me your take on this.
Oh, my goodness. No, this is really deep. But, no, I agree that, you know, sometimes you share too much with your girlfriends, you know, and they always have or they think they have the right advice for you. But then, of course, when the situation is turned, they're going to do what they told you not to do. That's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to probably stay and try to keep their man, you know, when they're going to quickly tell you to leave yours. But in Zelda's situation, I do believe that she needs to move on because Adam is just going to be using her now, you know. He can't get the one he really wants, so he's settling until he finds someone else that he really wants to be with. And it's going to hurt her. And like Ms. Blake said, she needs to go to counseling to get over that. But I think she needs to do that for herself because she has to love herself first, you know. So take care of herself so she can get healing and be ready and for the next person that she'll come in contact with.
Wow, that's interesting. We're going to take some of the comments that have come into the studio. Is it healthy to still be in love with someone you can't have? That's our topic for tonight. We've got about 18 minutes before we bring the show to a close. You know, Ms. Blake, just before we start taking some of the comments, I've got to say this here. of course, we're not picking on any one species, because this can happen to any, you know, species. All of the stories that we present over the air are true, and of course, the names have always been changed to protect the innocent. So if, just like Ms. Blake said earlier, if you think that we're talking about your story, you're not alone. Trust me. No matter what you might be going through, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter, it's almost like you might feel like, well, they're talking about me over the air. No, don't fool yourself. It's not that serious, because we're not talking about you. There are the same situation that you're dealing with, those of you all that are listening around the world, there are millions, and I tell you hundreds of millions of people dealing with the same issues. You just, it's because you're not a fly on the wall and you don't hear what's going on in your homes. And it's evident by over 55% of marriages ending in divorce. And you look at any rebound situation, and I can venture to tell you there's the prospect of some cheating going on in that situation somewhere along the way, because it's a temporary fix. Now, there's always the exception, Ms. Blake. Would you agree?
Yeah, there's always an exception, but I do agree with you. There's a lot of people going through the same thing. That's why we wrote our books, actually.
Now, of course it is. Of course it is. I mean, it's serious out there. People that have been in the positions that we're in, and other counselors, and that's where people bring, that's where they begin to bring their expertise, to let people know, hey, there's some serious stuff going on out there, some serious stuff that's going on out there, and it's not just happening to you. Now, Zelda may need to join a support group, you know, a support group that's progressive, not just a group where you're spinning the wheels, going around and sharing it to friend number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and you're getting at least 4 different opinions on what they would do. How healthy is even that, Ms. Blake, when you're getting all of these different opinions, and doesn't that just bring more confusion?
Right. I would definitely not advise anyone to do that.
And I'm going to tell you something. From my experience and from my training, most answers lie within us. If you take some time to yourself and do some meditation, I can almost assure you the answer will come from within you, be it spiritual, but it will come from within you, the right answer on what you need to do. And you know what? I would say be careful making your decisions based on emotions. You know, it's got to make sense. It's got to make sense. And then subject yourself to this. And I mean, that's my thought out here, Ms. Blake, and I know you do the relationship coaching as well, just like I do. And subject yourself to this here. You take yourself as best you can. You take write out your scenario. What is happening to you? And then what you want to do is you want to, if offer the advice after a couple of days, after you've done some meditation, as if it were a relative of yours. Or you're better yet, if it were your own child. And let me tell you something. When you can write that scenario out, meditate a couple of days, and you write it out as if it were your own, particularly if you're male, write it out for your male, or particularly daughters, because daughters have a special place in everybody's hearts. And when you write it out for your daughter, let me tell you something, that answer will pop out at you, because no one, Ms. Blake, can you tell me if I'm wrong? No one wants their children to suffer anything that they've suffered that was negative. Ms. Blake, you mentioned you've got 2 sons over the air. What do you think? Would you want your sons to be subjected to living with a woman or married to a woman that's not in love with them but in love with their ex?
No, not at all. You know, and in fact, it's interesting because my son just got married this weekend, and you want the best for them. You want the absolute best for them. So you will give them the best advice possible that will help them to be successful. Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations, Ms. Blake, on your son being married. Do you approve?
Thank you.
If he's not listening, his wife's not listening, you approve of her, Ms. Blake? You can whisper it to me.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful girl. Beautiful girl.
All right. Well,
inside
Ms. Blake,
and out.
You...
The beauty is inside and out.
Of course. Let's go to phone lines once again, just before we take the comments, and my producers are threatening me once again. We're going to go to 863-412. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're live.
Yes, how are you doing, Dr. Walker and Mrs. Blake?
Hello, welcome
We're
to the show.
And who do we have on here? And thank you for your patience. We got a number of you all waiting, and we just apologize. I get so passionate about this, and sometimes Ms. Blake just keeps going on and on.
That's what
I want to get a chance to get in there because she knows about to take off those gloves. Go ahead.
One of the things that I've learned over the years, because I'll talk to myself, and, you know, people, you know, trying to say that, you know, you're crazy. But how I look at it, I am the closest, most intelligent person I know.
I love it.
Okay.
I like that. If I dig, just like you said, Dr. Walker, if I dig within myself, I'll come
right
up with the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And we want the best for our children. But a lot of times our children don't want to listen to what we have to say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
and
you can't want it more than they do. So they have to understand mm-hmm. that you only want the best for them.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Reagan got ready.
Yeah, I know Ms. Reagan wanted to
say.
Tell me.
I was going to say, it's really thinking out loud, Dennis. That's what I call it. So just so you know.
Yeah.
And you know, Dennis, we appreciate that. And I'll tell you, even when the kids don't listen, there's an old saying that if you want to know something, ask a teenager. They know everything. But I would also say this here, that that's where tough love comes in sometimes when
right.
the child won't listen. They got. I mean, it's their life. Everybody has free will, and they have to learn it for themselves. And when they, you know, oftentimes we tell them or we fail to tell them, that, you know what, your decisions are also your consequences. Your decisions are also your consequences, which is applicable to all of us. So we're not
right.
exempt. Every decision that we make, there's a consequence, whether favorable or unfavorable. Oh, you know what, they're threatening me. They're telling me we're not going to have a show if I don't go to these comments that have
mm-hmm.
come in. They're going to ask you to stand by with us. Those of you all that are waiting,
okay.
we've got to take some of the comments that are coming in here. Is it healthy to still be in love with someone you can't have? This female, she writes in, she says, in reference to tonight's topic, I was a victim of this for more than 5 years because I just could not get over my ex-boyfriend. I admit I was the one who broke it off, but knowing that he did not come after me and moving on within a couple of months, it really hurt me. In my opinion, it's not healthy to still be in love with someone you can't have because he is now married to the person that he moved on with. I mean, Ms. Blake, help me understand something now here. I mean, she broke it off, and I guess that was that emotional part, and now she wondered why didn't he come back after her, and after a couple of months he moved on with somebody else and eventually got married. What does she want?
Well, you've talked about this a few times when people do things and people do it too quickly. They make emotional decisions, and she may have broken it off when she actually still loved them. And it kind of backfired on her, unfortunately.
All right. Let's go to Rose real quick and find out, Rose, if you're still there with us, and find out. I'm trying to figure out what does she want. He moved on. She broke it off. And then, you know, because I hear a lot of stories, men and women, it's like, she was waiting for him to come back after her, and she's been waiting for 12 years and 13, you know, and 8 months, and he still hasn't called her, but she's still waiting. Rose, help me understand that, or even the guy for that matter. He's still waiting for her to call him.
And I guess that's why people have to be certain of what they want, you know, and before they make certain decisions, they have to make sure they weigh and realize what the consequence is going to be. Now, obviously, she might have broken this relationship off in haste or because she was mad at him or what, for whatever reason. But in her mind, she was expecting that, okay, although she's going to break it off, he's going to come back and then she'll take him back. But you can't do that. You know, you have to know what you want and mean what you say. And don't play games. To me, that's just games that you're playing. So if she didn't really want it to be broken off, she should have worked out whatever situation it was that was causing her distress, you know, instead of just breaking it off. So it's on her. She broke it off. He went on. And I don't blame him. I can't say I blame him, you know. She just has to go through whatever she needs to go through, get healing, and move on also.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ms. Blake, I know you will probably say, and you know, and I can appreciate how you, you know, you come across, and you'll probably say, don't beat up on yourself too much. Don't be too hard on yourself. I mean, what do you tell a person? She says, well, I've been waiting 12 years and 8 months for him to call, and I know one day he's going to call because I've been waiting. So
I keep it real with her. I'm like, honey, move on. L-I-G. Let it go. Okay? Let it go. You're not being realistic. It's not fair to you unless you want to spend the rest of your life waiting. Because I tell people, life goes on. You can move with it or you can stand still and let it pass you by.
So L-H-G, let him go, you say.
Let him go, and also, yes.
And what else?
Oh, that's good. Let him go.
Okay. All right, here's the next comment. Dennis, we're going to give you this one here. This female writes in, she says, is it healthy to still be in love with someone you can't have? I don't see anything wrong with pursuing someone who you are still in love with as long as they are not married. You know, so Dennis, this dude's been dating this girl for 4 years, the same person. Now, perhaps this is one of his ex, and she's trying to, she's pursuing him now. She's letting him know, hey, you're not married, so you're still open season. What do you think, Dennis?
That's legal and above board until you're married. Unless you've made a commitment, you're open field. I don't see a lot of hope in it. If you've broken off with somebody and they're moved on, but you keep coming after them, it makes you look kind of desperate. Yes, they're still single. They may be what you wanted, but there's a reason why you all broke up. If he's not talking just straight to you, it don't look good. That's just my opinion.
But sometimes people are, men and women, you know, we all make emotional decisions. And sometimes they just break up because they had an argument. And they didn't intend for the breakup to last that long. But one is waiting for the other one. You know, they haven't spoken in 3 weeks. So one is waiting for the other one to call and say, you know what, I'm sorry, let's go to dinner. And sometimes that call just doesn't come because while she's waiting, he's also waiting. And so the call just doesn't come in. Well, what happens in a case like that, Rose, when the call just doesn't come because both parties are waiting?
Well, that's a problem. Somebody's going to have to pick the phone up if they want this thing to work. And I'm going to say, don't wait. If you know that there's a possibility of rekindling whatever you had, then don't wait too long, because the longer you wait, is the harder it's going to be for things to get worked out. So if you had an argument and in haste you just said, forget it, I don't want to see you again, let's just move on without each other. Like you said, that's the emotions that's speaking, because you're upset at the time. But 3 weeks is a long time to wait, okay? So you're mad today, okay, a day or two go by now you should be ready to calm down and reflect on what happened. Now, it doesn't matter who it is, pick the phone up if you know you still want this relationship. Now, if you don't want it, then that's fine, but if you want it, don't wait 3 weeks, because that might be too late.
I agree with you, because people have been known to move on relationships quicker than even that. Here's another one. This male writes in. He says, one monkey don't stop no show. Tell her to tell him to move on with his life and move on with his wife. One monkey don't stop no show, huh? Ms. Blake, does one monkey stop a show?
It depends on how much power they have, honestly. but I really will say that I think about the wife in this instance. She needs to protect her heart and just let him go, honestly. Because he said clearly that he's in love with somebody else. And it's his problem whether he can have her or not. But he obviously does not love the wife.
He obviously does not love the wife. Yeah, and that's our story tonight, you know, with Zelda and Adam. All right, Ms. Blake, take this one real quick. This female writes in, no, this male writes in, he says, could it be harassment if you're constantly after someone who you may still be in love with and they don't want to be bothered? The short answer to that is yes. It could be harassment.
Yes,
what do you
yes,
think, Ms. Blake?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but, you know, and it's interesting. That's a whole nother show. Because
right.
the when does persistence turn to harassment?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we say pursue, and men are supposed to be hunters, the pursuers. But, yeah, if a person has made it clear that they don't want your advances, then you are harassing them. Now, that's a whole nother story because you may have some people who play games.
Right, exactly.
But I think you come out better taking them at their word. And if they're playing games, it just may be their loss.
Right, and that's absolutely. Dennis, let me switch over here to you real quick. Is that, could that be someone's loss? I mean, going after this person, you're trying to pursue them, and they're not making it clear that you don't want to be pursued, but they're just rather like, okay, you know, they go back and forth with you, but they're not being really serious about not calling them. And they're sort of leading you on, like Rose said earlier, about playing games. And so they kind of bait you. You know, well, call me in a couple of days and I'll let you know what I'm thinking, whether I want to go out with you. Dennis, how dangerous is that? Dennis? Maybe we've lost Dennis. I'm thinking that can be a very dangerous situation because Rose said it earlier, and I have to agree with what she says, and that is, you know, stop playing the games. If you know, you got to say what you mean and mean what you say. And then if you have an argument, and I'm going to go beyond, if you have a disagreement, if you have an argument, if there is a problem in a relationship, then you know what? It's okay to be upset. You know, just let the person know, you know what, I need a little peace of mind right now. But make sure that you're not throwing the relationship away if it's a relationship that you're in love with that you want. And I need some time. Let me just think about this thing. And then don't wait. I mean, if you're going to really just, like, put the man, if you're dating, and you're going to leave and go home for the moment, and depends on the circumstances, then, you know, if a couple of days has gone by and he hasn't called, men can be stubborn and tough, too. Then if you want it, you might want to You might want to pick up that phone. All right, let's take another comment. We got time for just two more comments real quickly here. I'll give you the last one. Like, I'll take this next one. The male writes in, he says, I had to learn the hard way. I had to learn the hard way because my ex got a restraining order against me to stop pursuing her. I guess she was serious after all, huh? He says, I realized at the time that she was serious and did not want me anymore. I would strongly say, don't get yourself in any trouble. It's not worth it. That is, I mean, I think that he gave the best advice at the end. He said, he would strongly say to you, don't get yourself in any trouble. It's not worth it. If someone is telling you, stop bothering me, I don't want to be bothered, you know, it depends on how they're saying it. And if they're making it clearly known and they're not reciprocating your advancements, don't bother them. Leave them alone. Ms. Blake, would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll give you the last one here. This female writes in, she says, I've learned to just live with it. In reference to, is it healthy to still be in love with someone you can't have? I've learned to just live with it. I am still very much in love with my first husband, even though I'm married to someone else. I think sometimes what we are holding on to is the era of that time that we may have enjoy with that person or the ambience of things in the relationship previously. Ms. Blake?
She's absolutely right. In fact, there's a tendency to remember the better parts of the relationship and not to realize there's a reason, as one of our callers stated earlier, why they're not together anymore. And so, she's probably holding on to a historic fantasy.
And that's what it is, a historic fantasy, and you're absolutely right. On that note, we are clearly out of time. I want to thank all of you all, your patience. We apologize to those of you all that we weren't able to get to tonight. Thank you so very much for tuning in. I know this hour comes and it goes so quickly. Join us this Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, if you choose to bypass this Friday's show, join us again live next Tuesday when we've got a surprise topic for you and a featured guest. You will not want to miss next Tuesday's show. Until either this Friday or until next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.